fans, welcome to Big Blue All Day, the podcast that brings you New York Football Giants content all day long. While your hosts toe-tap the line between podcast professionals and a bunch of fanatics talking shit at the end of the bar. Don't forget to check out our print content at bigblueallday.com and rate and subscribe wherever podcasts are found. Adult content ahead, because you know, we're doing it live. Mac on the mic tonight, and we have with us here Tracksuit Mike and Raw Way Tommy. March 8th, it's Daniel Jones Day, gentlemen. How we feeling? Let's just get right to it. Welcome to the offseason.
I feel pretty good. I mean, we took care of our guy. It was a pretty team-friendly and lucrative deal for Daniel Jones. I feel like, you know, they really worked on it. They got it done in the last, 15 minutes? I really like the deal, and I look forward to more improvement in Daniel Jones. I don't think we've seen the apex of his performance.
Show me the money! Show me the money!
Look how far Tracksuit Mike.
All right, wait, hold on. Weren't you the guy that wanted to pay him Jameis Winston money?
But I have always been consistent about paying the man. So let's not even, don't even bark up that tree. Yeah. I was merely taking a stab at the money, which, by the way, for those who somehow have been living under a rock, the official numbers are 4 years, 160 mil, 40 mil average annual value. And on the surface, we'll dig into the deets here in a moment. But Tommy, how you feeling, bubby? I know you got to be happy over there.
I'm a happy, happy man. Hello, boys. It's been a minute. I can't believe we're here, and we've tagged Saquon. We've re-signed our franchise quarterback in Daniel Jones. I don't think at any point this year we thought he was going to be getting $40 million. I don't even think we thought that after he won us that big playoff game on the road in Minnesota. But with 6 minutes to go, Joe Shane said today at about 3:54 Eastern yesterday, they got the paperwork over to the league on the extension and the franchise tag for Saquon, which actually comes in under the 12 mil we offered him during the season in negotiations. So we're saving a little bit of money there. We're saving money because we're only paying Daniel Jones against the cap $19 million. So we're set to spend. We lose some of our cap space, but we had a lot. Joe Shane's has had a plan, and now he's going to go get to work on the offseason after the two biggest parts are taken care of.
So let's address the elephant in the room, because I believe that if in Joe Shane's mind there was no way Daniel Jones wasn't the quarterback for the Giants this coming season, then what happened today is best case scenario for the New York Football Giants, and fans should be happy. But facing facts, $40 million a year for Daniel Jones, let alone a four-year deal. Hell, just even being re-signed in general is a polarizing decision in Giants Nation. I mean, you just look on Twitter, and it's madness. Right,
Giants Twitter is just a crazy place. I mean, there was a guy yesterday that posted like the Gettleman clown with like the afro and the clown nose on Joe Shane. I was like, we're really here already? Like, dude, it's been a year. Like, I thought he's done a pretty good job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you don't trust Joe Shane after the last 12 months, you're a jackass. Like, he still has a long way to go and a long history to write it for himself, but he has done nothing that you can possibly point that would be make him distrustworthy.
Yeah, no, like, and somebody was like, well, what, he was wrong for not picking up the fifth-year option. I'm like, dude, if they did pick up the fifth-year option, they would have been laughed at. Oh, because it would have been
– not at the time.
Exactly. It's like – you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Honestly, I feel like other teams and players, like, they're coming after him. I'm like, dude, they're going to hate us regardless if we're a good team or picking top five. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
Have you guys ever seen The Big Short?
No. I wish I did.
No.
Great movie. Basically, here's the deal. Daniel Jones is a stock. I wrote an article for bigblueallday.com earlier this year, basically making this metaphor. We shorted the stock. Joe Shane bet that Daniel Jones was going to fail. And now we're paying for that bet. And that's okay. it was the right decision to make at the time. He went ahead and proved that he was the guy that they want, and now they're paying for it. And when you look at Geno Smith money, when you look at Derek Carr money, this was going to be the market for a guy that is, what, 7 years younger, 6 years younger than Geno
Smith? Correct,
who's making 30?
Correct me if I'm wrong. If we signed him to that fifth-year option, which, like we all said, we get laughed at because of what he's done up until then, he would have been guaranteed $25 million and change. That would have cost us $6 more million of cap space. So at least for this year, this is a very cap-friendly deal at $19 million against the cap. Whereas if we give him the fifth year, we owe him more money. He has a big year. We would have had to pay him more money in the future. So this, in the end, could save us cash against the cap and in the future. And it's basically a 2 year, possibly a 3 year deal, because that fourth year is a $56.5 million cap hit, which is crazy to look at now. But with an increased salary cap with the YouTube deal, who knows? It could go up and that might not look so bad. And all the haters out there, whether they're in Giants Twitter, Giants Facebook, Instagram, teams like the Eagles and the Bengals are going to be paying upwards of 55, 60 million, maybe 60 plus when they have to extend Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow. So the market just keeps moving for these quarterbacks. It's the world we live in.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, Tommy. It's the polarizing number is this 40 million. People are obsessed with this 40 million. Daniel Jones is a $40 million quarterback, yada, yada. Forget, for the sake of this argument, that Derek Carr got more guaranteed money, $100 million, you know, and 37 and a half annual. You know, Geno, again, we got, you know, what, about 35 annual. For, you know, forget that. The fact is, Daniel Jones' deal is not a $40 million deal. It's not even a four-year deal. Like you said, Tommy, I think you got to look at it as a three-year, $112 million deal. It's really more a 37 and a half, because that last year, the Giants can save $47.5 million against the cap and only a $9 million cap hit. They can also get out after two, and it's $21 million in savings, $18.5 million dead cap. So you can get out after two if it's a nightmare situation. It's advantageous to get out after three with a $56 million
cap. Best case scenario, he's a really good quarterback, and we extend him again when he's fucking 28, yeah, 29 years old.
And when he's $40 million against the cap in 2025, which is 3 years from now and 2 years into the explosion with those new deals in the cap, he's going to look like a goddamn bargain in 2025, $40 million.
And if he's truly our guy after 2 years, like you said, you're ripping it up anyway and you're paying him more money so that we could keep pushing it down the line like all these teams have done over the years. Not saying he's going to take less money like Tom Brady used to do in New England, but you play these salary cap gymnastics where the number's not really the number. You sign them, you backload it, you push it back, and you keep pushing it back, and hopefully it all works out timing-wise, and you don't end up in salary cap hell, which is really bad GMs put you there. So right now, from what we've seen from Joe Shane, what we've seen that he's learned from being up in Buffalo, they've been pretty smart with their cap up there. Hopefully Joe Shane continues to move in that same direction, and we're never there, and you just keep pushing it and renegotiating with this guy. Because then that means,
well, to be fair,
that means he's our guy.
They're in a little bit of cap trouble right now, but if the Giants have the success of the Bills over the last few years and we have a little bit of cap trouble, I think we'll pay for that. And they know,
well,
they have
it's
their
the thing,
man.
It's a byproduct of drafting good. I mean, dude, you're not going to be able to re-sign both Jordan Poyer and Tremaine Edmonds. You know, right. That's what it is. You'll get comp picks for it if they get the bag elsewhere. That's just...
Well, Tommy, something you said, though, about spreading the cap out, I think this is a natural segue to move into Saquon Barkley. I think we're going to be talking about Daniel Jones, you know, forever, at least for the next 4 years, as it would seem. You know, despite, again, Giants Nation, we hear you out there. I know not every listener of this podcast is happy with this contract. Look, I get it. I think you're wrong, but I understand. Then be happy about that $19 million cap hit and what it means for the potential investment this team can make around its two most important assets. Now, Saquon Barkley, so yay, we get him back. We get him on the tag. I think earlier, Tommy, you said, yes, it's lower than a lot of these contracts that we're looking at, 12, you know, 14, 16, depending on who you're comparing to running back-wise. But the issue here is that it's still that lump cap hit for this year. The Giants would love to work something out where he gets a three-year deal. I think that's my ideal situation, three-year, four-year. I mean, hell, Nick Chubb's cap hit in the first year of his deal was like $4 or $5 million, something very low. The Giants need all the wiggle room they can get given the holes on this roster.
Absolutely. Right now, I mean, so if they do get another deal done, the tag, that's the $10 million, is just, it's void, and it's going to go for whatever the contract says. Correct?
Yeah, so it's a similar situation to Jones. If you extend Barkley, that money right now, $10 million is off the cap.
Okay.
If we're able to extend Barkley so that he gets a three-year deal where you're pushing the money around, this first year is going to be cap friendly. It's not going to be a $10 million cap hit.
Right.
Who's to say what it's going to be? But we know it's all in the guarantee and how much money can he lock up. He's kind of said he's not looking to reset the running back market. He just wants to get paid. So hopefully for him, he sees, I have $10 million or I can sign an extension and get myself some more security. Because if, God forbid, he goes down, he's got $10 million and nobody wants to touch him. He signs a deal and he picks up another, you know, a total of, say, $20 million in guarantees. It's cap friendly and it puts more money in his pocket.
What do you two want to happen? That's what is your ideal circumstance with Barkley? Because I could see a couple scenarios that I'd be happy with, but
I mean, before I get into that, is there any chance you think he holds out if they don't get a deal done?
No. I personally do not think that Saquon Barkley, just the type of man and character he is and the brand that he wants to create, wants to go the Le'Veon Bell route. Like, who's to say it will work out the same way as Le'Veon Bell? But talk about someone who is, like, part of the social, you know, context. Like, Le'Veon Bell was a dude, and then he was nothing. You don't hear about him in any context other than remember when he held out. I just don't see Saquon Barkley doing that. That's all right.
Just want to get your opinion.
And I just, you know, the NFLPA is probably, unfortunately for these guys in the league, is one of the weaker, you know, player unions. They've learned from these guys that have held out. You know, Le'Veon Bell holds out. He left all that money on the table and a promising career. And like you said, he's forgotten about. You know, Saquon, I think, has a little bit of a different makeup. And I think now also, being a smart player, he sees it hasn't worked out for other guys. Let's negotiate something and get myself some more money guaranteed over, you know, a long-term deal around maybe 3 to 4 years, where you're probably not looking at him being there for four. It's going to be, in reality, I think, something around 3 years.
How old is he now?
Saquon, is he 26?
I want to say 26. All right. And I was finishing up with
3 years.
And I don't think we can give him, you know, Zeke money, because we saw what that did to Dallas.
Absolutely.
And what it's
not
doing there and what Zeke's turned into. So you can't do that. It's got to be smart. The other thing I think we have going for us in this franchise tag is he really can't hold out, because he's going to be a Giant. No team is going to give up two first-round draft picks for a player with his injury history that you're then on top of that going to have to pay to get the Giants to not match.
Right.
I think no one's going to go after him. Look, nobody wants to sign a Lamar Jackson, who you would think that's a no brainer. Sign the guy, right? To give up two first round picks and to put all that money out. I know it's a lot different.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a different situation too, because Lamar is his own agent and he's looking for, like, fully guaranteed, like Deshaun Watson broke the quarterback market, bro.
Well, the Browns broke
Jimmy,
the quarterback.
Jimmy
has the morons that handed in that contract, given all the circumstances around it. But we don't have the time to go down that route. But the Barkley situation, it's really simple. Like, I just don't think that he is short-sighted enough. Like, look, I know, especially the podcast, you know, we love Howard Cross. We know all these guys that, you know, when they're on those podcasts and they're former players, and like, fans, don't get after players for going after every dime that they can get. Absolutely. I believe that 100%. Go get your money, right? If this was, you know, my negotiation with my company, I'm asking for as much money as I want. It is what it is. Take care of yours. That said, in this circumstance, Saquon, the Giants have all of the leverage. They can lock him into this deal. And there is the reality that the running back position is a depreciating asset. Saquon Barkley is not getting more money at the year 27 with more tread on his tires than he could get right now.
Right.
Take the 3-year deal. Take the more guaranteed money in your pocket today, and so be it. I'm sorry. Like, Derrick Henry's on the trade block. Zeke might get cut. Like, McCaffrey got traded. There is no running back making more than $12.5 million. Aaron Jones just had to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
Now you're right. On his contract right now, 2022 cap hit for McCaffrey was $690,000. Next year in 23, he's a $12 million hit. So that's high. But you see, like, Mixon and guys like that are getting paid $11-12 million, but their cap hits, you know, around six, you know, around seven. So that's what it, you know, we will save more money if you extend it.
Yeah, no, I think that's what's, it's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know when. I mean, it might not happen until the summer, but I think they're getting to work. You know, Joe Shane at the press conference said they're getting to work on now Saquon. Now that Daniel's out of the way, it's time to negotiate Saquon and extending Dexter Lawrence, because he's definitely earned his new contract for sure.
I also saw a report today that they've already started to begin the conversations with
good.
That, which would be, love for that to get done. Hell, Andrew Thomas as well. All in all, it sounds like the three of us, which makes for fantastic radio, gentlemen, are pretty much in agreement that we're happy about the situation. The Giants Giants Nation on March 8th, 2023 should be happy. I'm back in New York.
I'm back. There's a lot of people that are like poo-pooing the contract on Twitter. Giants fans too. And I think after, you know, you've had the same quarterback for 4 years, you see a guy like Anthony Richardson at the combine. Like, the fact is we were not bad enough to get a new quarterback, and we're not trading assets to be able to draft a new quarterback. So, and Daniel Jones, you're right. Your quarterback.
With our position that we were in, for us to draft a quarterback, we would have needed to stink last year, which I say to people, did you want to be terrible, have Daniel Jones be awful, and we're restarting again? Or do you want to pay for a guy? Now we have a feeling that we have a franchise quarterback. I hate to pick on the Jets across town, but do you want to be in that situation where you have a top five draft pick that you're looking to move on from, and hey, they'll be happy if they get an Aaron Rodgers, but you're resetting again? We weren't getting Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young. These guys weren't going to fall to us.
Yeah, and honestly, I like being in a position where we're not in the market to draft a quarterback or any player high. I like the ride of the playoffs. I like sniffing the playoffs in December. I'm sick of I didn't look at one mock draft until after the season was over, man. The past few years, I looked at mock drafts by Columbus Day.
And we want to keep this guy, right? So Brian Daboll is looking at a guy and his tool set and going, this is a guy that can run my offense. This is a guy that can be successful in my offense and take us to the playoffs and win a playoff game, which we saw. But he believed that he has a guy. We're not saying that he's Josh Allen, but he has a guy that could run the offense. And with regards to Saquon, we're going to get into free agents. It's the offseason. We're going to talk. The wide receiver class is nothing to throw money at, right? We need to bring back a weapon like Saquon, who's a dual threat. And we can easily look at Daniel Jones's numbers and see how much more success he has statistically and wins and losses when Saquon's on the field as opposed to when he's off the field. So it makes sense that these guys, you know, have this symbiotic relationship that they go together. They stay here. They both stay, and we build around both of them on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, you heard it, folks. Daniel Jones is your franchise quarterback. I hate to say I told you so. And Saquon Barkley, back at least for one more year and hopefully longer. Now, with that said, the offseason, it's full steam ahead. It's 24/7. It's Big Blue all year, NFL all year. So we're looking at March 13th to the 15th. That's this coming few days. The legal tampering period begins and free agency is officially open on March 15th. So let's transition into four down territory. And that's where we look at the four most important free agency targets. First down, Tracksuit Mike, you're up.
So we got the wide receivers. Now, first, we got to go to our guys that are free agents. You got Darius Slayton, Richie James, Sterling Shepard. Honestly, I love Shepard back on a veteran minimum coming off the injury. I wouldn't mind Richie James either. He was pretty solid besides that one game in Seattle. Slayton's played with, I mean, like, I'm cool with all these guys being like the fourth, fifth, and sixth wide receivers. Right? I don't know. I'm down, but I feel like one of them's probably going to go. And I mean, don't be surprised if it's Slayton, because he's like a top five free agent wide receiver in this class. It's not very deep.
Right, which speaks to how bad the free agent class, with all due respect,
You know, before, and just side note, I do believe that the Giants are going to draft maybe two wide receivers with 11 draft picks they have this year.
If they don't trade for one, I think that that's a real possibility.
Absolutely. So let's go over the free agents. You got DJ Chark, Alan Lazard, Jacoby Myers, Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, Paris Campbell. I mean, it's nobody that's really, like, dropping any panties. Then you got trade options. Brandon Ayuk, maybe. I don't know if the Niners will be able to pay all those guys. He liked an edit on Twitter of...
Is he that alpha dog? Like, it would take
a
first
round
pick.
It's like,
right?
It's like, dude, he's got Deebo Samuel. Like, you don't know if he's that guy. He's a really, really good route runner. Like, I could see him being that guy, but I'm not sure if I'm willing to risk that pick. Another trade option that Giants fans like is T. Higgins. I mean, the GM of the Bengals did say T. Higgins is not going anywhere. We need him. We love him. But, you know, they talk a lot of hay. You never know. I mean, if the price is right, are they going to be able to re-sign Burrow, Chase, and T. Higgins? Like, you got some serious consideration to do. So, I mean, I think wide receiver is going to be, you'll keep two of the three guys, maybe like Darius Slayton and Sterling Shepard, Richie James, journeyman. He probably goes elsewhere. You still got Wandale Robinson coming back. You signed Isaiah Hodgins, who's a great, great second or third guy. Yeah, I think they're gonna go towards the draft. I could see them actually, you know, paying for a higher end tight end instead of paying a mediocre wide receiver.
Would you give a 1 year deal to a guy like DJ Chark, who has had some success, had some injury history, and is coming off a decent year? Would you give a guy like that a 1 year deal, or are you completely staying away from the free agent market?
It depends on like the market, what they're being paid. I mean, I feel like a one year deal. I mean, I might take a chance. Yeah, you know, I actually do like Paris Campbell and Mecole Hardman, but like I said, I don't know. Like, there's probably a lot of teams looking. Everybody loves wide receivers. I mean, if you don't have three or four, you don't have any. You know what I'm saying? So you might. The Giants have negative receivers in that case.
All I'll say is that the common trope is that the Giants need to follow the Bills' blueprint with regards to training for a big name wide receiver, a la the Stephon Diggs. But the year before, they went out and got Cole Beasley and John Brown.
That was the year before?
Very specific. Wow. Yes. Very specific role players that definitely that quality player would be elevated from what the Giants have. So don't be shocked if the Giants are playing in that mid-level, given that to get anything above that, you're going to have to strike gold in the draft or go ahead and trade premium assets. All right, we're on to second down. Tommy, over to you. What do we got?
I'm gonna talk offensive line. Real quick, I want to mention with receivers, look what happened last year to the guys that weren't big-name guys. They all got overpaid. We don't want to get into the game of overpaying for a Christian Kirk type of receiver this year. And getting yourself into trouble with the cap. But when we talk about
– He had a really good year, though. I agree. I think he's not an alpha, but he had a good year.
But people thought, how's this guy getting this much money? And we don't have that kind of money to throw around to somebody like that. I do like a Paris Campbell. But with regards to our offensive line, we need to improve it. It was much better, but I think we need to continue to upgrade. So we're looking at guys like Feliciano and Gates, and how do we upgrade? There's future Hall of Famers on the free agent market that just recently got cut or didn't get tagged and are going to be in that free agent pool.
What future Hall of Famers?
Jason Kelsey from the Eagles, who either goes back.
This is 0% chance.
Who either goes back.
He'd definitely rather retire than go to the Giants.
Yeah. Either goes back there or retires. I think he's going to go play another year with the Eagles. You have the moves that the Chiefs made and the Buccaneers, who put, Pro Bowl left tackles on the market. Tennessee with Lewin. There's guys out there, Ben Powers in Baltimore. Do we rob from the New York Jets a Connor McGovern type player, or do we reunite with a Justin Pugh who we drafted many, many years ago and is still
injuries
kicking around injuries. In the league? Short term team friendly deal that makes us a little better than a Feliciano and a Gates.
I'm if done with Feliciano, honestly. To go out honestly.
And really improve the interior of the line, I like an Ethan Pochich from the Cleveland Browns. Good pass blocker, good run blocker. Had a great season. Only problem is, and this is the reason I mentioned Jason Kelsey, if he retires or just goes back on a one-year deal to Philly immediately, a guy like that's your number one center and is probably going to command a long-term deal and a little bit of cash along with it that – do we have the money to put out? But there's guys out there that could improve us. Obviously, we're not going to go after, an Orlando Brown who's going to get big-time left tackle money that the Chiefs didn't want to give him. But I think we have to improve from the guys that we brought in last year that were serviceable veterans, but we need to improve. We need to protect that $40 million asset that we just signed.
Absolutely.
Tommy, if you can only choose one, center or left guard, because Glowinski's not going anywhere just based on cap, and the Giants are in their minds set at tackle. So the interior lineman's the only thing that is even on the table. Center or guard, where are you going?
I think we need some consistency right in the middle there, and we need to upgrade at center. And a natural center, someone that plays the position, would be ideal for me.
All right, center it is. Third down. Back to you, sir.
Sir.
Tracksuit Michael.
So the ILB market is there's some good players here. I mean, you got Devin Bush, 24 years old from Pittsburgh. He kind of fell off after that injury. You got Deion Jones out of Cleveland. I think the big fish is going to be Tremaine Edmonds, 25 years old. Guys don't really get to free agency that young. I could see the Giants, their only like big splash being Tremaine Edmonds. You got the Buffalo connection. He's a major upgrade. I mean, this is like one of the worst ILB cores in the league, if not the worst. And Tremaine Edmonds really, really bolsters it. But
we re-signed Gerard Davis today.
We don't know. We don't know. Like, dude, we had what? What's his name? Jalen? What's his last name?
Jalen Smith.
Yeah, we had Jalen Smith.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. We're dog shit.
Listen, we stink at linebacker. And we gave up a lot of running yards. The tight ends weren't that good in coverage. Like, it was a mess, and that was a big reason, Unfortunately, why our season was cut short. So, and you got Bobby Wagner. That's another one. 32 years old. I mean, I would love Bobby Wagner on this team. I don't know how realistic it is. I feel like he's a guy that he's ring chasing at this point. I mean, he could go to Buffalo, and Tremaine Edmonds could come here. I could absolutely see that happening. David Long, 26, from the Tennessee Titans. You know, these are, I do believe that they're gonna that their big free agency target will be a linebacker. So,
day one, you think that's the first signing, or
it might require courtship, Mac. It might require you know, if a little dine and wine and a little sleepover, perhaps. No, we're not the Cowboys.
No, Hank,
we're not
the Cowboys. Now.
The Cowboys love their sleepovers. My God.
Every single free agent in the world is connected to the Cowboys. I don't want to waste another breath on it. Fourth down, Tommy, bring us home.
Going defensive backfield, right? We need to shore up some things, you know, on the corners. We're not going to be able to re-sign all our guys back in, you know, our safety core. We're going to have some decisions to make coming up the next couple of years. So, you know, I'm looking at, we need to make improvements in the secondary. You have a lot of names available. Marcus Peters. It's a very deep cornerback class.
got that Baltimore Raven connection with Wink.
Yeah, you got a Shaquille Griffin who just becomes available today. Another case of, is there a possible reunion in the cards on a more friendly deal with a James Bradbury, who's probably getting run out of Philadelphia after the whole thing at the end of the Super Bowl.
You'd be welcome back absolutely with open arms with Giants City.
You know, somebody across from, you know, a Dory. So there's guys out there. We need to improve. We saw this year what happened when, you know, when Adoree Jackson went down, what our depth looked like back there. And, I mean, guys, you know, Fabian Moreau, you know, these guys contributed. You know, the guys we brought in the offseason last year, the guys that we signed, you know, Shane did a great job, you know, working free agency and the waiver wire throughout the year. But we need guys that are NFL veterans that can go out there. And this might be another case of the Buffalo connection, you know, with Jordan Poyer, you know, who is going to be available and one of your top free agents in the defensive backfield.
He's got to be at least 30, though. I don't think they pay him.
He's up there. He's 32. Patrick Peterson, 33. Jeez. There's some guys that are up there in age that are available. You know, that's another problem with Marcus Peters. He's hitting 30. So there's guys that are available, but they're up there in years.
All right, well, that does it for four down territory. We're going to go right in to huge predictions.
What is that?
It's huge, Tom, huge!
Huge Predictions is not brought to you by Facillo Automotive, but we are very much still working on it. So if anybody knows their VP of marketing, please hit us up at bigblueallday.com. Tonight on Huge Predictions, we predict Joe Shane's biggest offseason moves.
I'm going to go with Joe Shane is going to help us out at the wide receiver position. He's going to add two wide receivers. One's coming through the draft in Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. And we're going to pull off the trade that brings us in DeAndre Hopkins from Arizona.
Wow.
What's the beats? What's the trade? What are you giving?
I think we're giving at least a two or maybe a combination of a three and more further down the line. But I don't think a number one is going to be needed to get it done. I think you're looking at around a two because they want to get out from underneath that money. Hopefully we get them to eat a little bit of it. And if we renegotiate with Leonard Williams and Adoree Jackson, which already sounds like it's starting to be worked on, we might have more money available for a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. I think we need another weapon out there.
I would be so fucking in for that, dude. Give it, yeah. Anything not a one, give it to me.
Because I just don't think T. Higgins is going to be available. He's the guy that I'd want, but we heard the GM say, go get your own wide receiver. So I think they're going to hold off on making some of those difficult decisions until maybe next year.
Let's do it. Give it to me. Tracksuit, what do you got, brother?
So I'm going to go with what I was saying before. I think it makes sense that the wide receiver market for free agents isn't crazy. I think that they might be more down to pay a higher-end tight end. And I think that childhood Giants fan Mike Gesicki will be wearing Giants blue and reunite with Saquon Barkley, his old college teammate.
Oh, yep. He's a Penn Stater as well?
Oh, he's actually from, and basically, he's from Manahawkin, New Jersey, right by Long Beach Island for you beachgoers.
And basically a wide receiver.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, like, that with Bellinger and a drafted wide receiver, I really think he could do some damage. And he was kind of taken out of the fold with the introduction of Waddle and Hill. So I think that might be a good move.
And not a bold prediction, but can Giants fans believe that, speaking of tight ends, that Evan Engram got the franchise tag from Jacksonville?
Oh, he wants to be in Jacksonville. But he said on a podcast earlier this week that he goes, yeah, I know it's a mixed bag over there, but he goes, I still got a lot of love for New York. I would go back.
Yeah, it ain't never going to happen, but God bless him. Good for him, and it just wasn't going to happen here. So I'm glad he's happy. He seemed like a nice guy. So my huge prediction is Joe Shane, as we discussed earlier, on day one of free agency, is going to drop the proverbial bag on Tremaine Edmonds. The Giants are going to go get their inside linebacker for the next 5 years, and this guy is going to be cleaning up tackles in between the monsters of Dexter Lawrence and whoever else the hell we got down there after Leonard Williams comes and goes. And guess what? I'll give you a second one to boot. Odell's back, baby. Odell, Tremaine Edmonds, welcome to the New York Football Giants. And that is going to do it, my friends. All right, gentlemen, let's not bicker over who killed who, because that does it for tonight. First night of the offseason in the bag. We got a lot to talk about coming up. So excited. The future is bright, gentlemen. So let's end tonight with the fact that these free agents just simply are not aware.
They're
aggressive. The Giants are young.
They're improving.
Football.
New York.
Giants.
God, I love that. For Tracksuit Mike and Tommy, I'm Mac. We're Big Blue all goddamn day. Good night.